Chapter 25. When Jesus Came. I, Ellen White, was shown the time when Jesus would have man's human nature. Jesus would humble himself as a man and would suffer the temptations of Satan. Jesus was not given any honor by men when he was born. Jesus was born in a barn and slept in a box that was used to feed animals. But Jesus's birth was greatly honored by God. Angels from heaven told shepherds in the fields of Bethlehem about the birth of Jesus. Light and glory from God shone around the angels as they talked to the shepherds. Then the angels touched their harps and sang praises to God. The angels joyfully announced Jesus' arrival to this sinful world. Jesus had come to seek and save people. Jesus would die on the cross to bring peace and happiness. Jesus would offer everlasting life to all people. God honored the birth of his Son. Angels worshiped Jesus. The Baptism of Jesus. Angels also were present at Jesus' baptism. The Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, shining on Jesus. People stood looking at Jesus in amazement. Their eyes gazed on him. The people heard the Father's voice from heaven saying, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am pleased." Matthew 3, verse 17. John the Baptist was not sure that Jesus was the real Savior who came to him to be baptized in the River Jordan. God had promised to give John a sign that would help John know who was the Lamb of God. The sign was given when the heavenly dove sat on Jesus. The glory of God shone around Jesus. John pointed to Jesus, saying with a loud voice, "There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John 1, verse 29. The Preaching of John. John the Baptist told his followers that Jesus was the promised Messiah, the Savior of the world. Near the end of his work, John taught his disciples to look to Jesus. John taught them to follow Jesus as the great teacher. John's life was filled with much sadness. John did not seek to please or satisfy himself. John preached the first coming of Jesus, but he was not permitted to see Jesus' miracles. John knew he must die when Jesus became well known as a teacher. Almost all of John's preaching was in the desert. His life was lonely. John did not stay with his father's family to enjoy their company. John left his family so he could do the work God had called him to do. Great crowds of people from busy cities and villages went to the wilderness to listen to John the Baptist preach. They listened to the words of this wonderful prophet. John preached plainly and powerfully. He reproved sin. He was not afraid of the results. He prepared the way for the Lamb of God. When King Herod listened to the powerful preaching of John, he became interested in John's message. Herod asked John how he could become one of John's followers. John knew that Herod planned to marry his, Herod's, brother's wife. John also knew that Herod's brother was still alive. Bravely, John told Herod that this marriage would be wrong. But Herod was not willing to deny himself. Herod married his brother's wife. She influenced Herod to capture John and put him in prison. But Herod planned to free John later. In prison, John the Baptist heard from his disciples about the mighty work of Jesus. John was not able to listen to the Savior's beautiful message, but John's disciples comforted him by telling him what they had heard Jesus say and what they had seen Jesus do. Soon, Herod's wife had John's head cut off. I, Ellen White, saw that the humblest persons who followed Jesus were more privileged than John the Baptist. These persons saw Jesus do miracles. They heard Jesus speak comforting words. They were more honored than John the Baptist and had more pleasure in their lives. John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah to let people know of the first coming of Jesus. John the Baptist represents the people in the last days of Earth's history who will have the spirit and power of Elijah. These people will warn the world about the judgment day and Jesus' second coming. The temptation. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. Then Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert where he was tempted by the devil. The Holy Spirit had prepared Jesus for that special time of strong temptations. Jesus was tempted by Satan for 40 days. During the 40 days, Jesus did not eat anything. Everything around him was unpleasant. Jesus was surrounded by the kinds of things most people do not like to be near. Only wild animals and the devil were with Jesus in that lonely place. Jesus, the Son of God, was pale and thin because of no food and suffering. The plan for Jesus' life had been made in heaven. Jesus must do the work that he came to do. Satan took advantage of the sufferings of the Son of God. He was ready to trouble Jesus with many temptations. Satan hoped to gain the victory over Jesus because Jesus had humbled himself to become human.
Satan came with this temptation. If you are God's son, order this stone to turn into bread. Luke 4, verse 3. Satan was tempting Jesus to lower himself to prove that he was the Messiah. Satan wanted Jesus to use his, Jesus, divine power for himself. Jesus answered calmly. The scripture says, "Man cannot live on bread alone, but needs every word that God speaks." Matthew 4, verse 4, Tebmont V. Satan was trying to start an argument with Jesus about Jesus' being the Son of God. Satan spoke about Jesus' weak and suffering condition. Satan boasted that he was stronger than Jesus. But God had spoken from heaven, saying, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am pleased." These words were enough to keep Jesus strong through all his sufferings. I, Ellen White, saw that Christ did not have to prove his power to Satan. Christ did not have to prove that he was the Savior of the world. Satan already had enough proof of Jesus' high position and authority. Satan was not willing to yield to Christ's authority, so Satan was shut out of heaven. Satan carried Jesus to Jerusalem to show his, Satan's, power. Satan put Jesus upon the highest point of the temple. There, Satan tempted Jesus to prove he was God's son by throwing himself down. Satan added, "The scripture says, 'God will order his angels to take good care of you.' It also says, 'They will hold you up with their hands so that not even your feet will be hurt on the stones.'" But Jesus answered, "The scripture says, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Luke 4, verse 10 to 12. Satan tried to get Jesus to take advantage of God's mercy. Satan wanted Jesus to risk his life before he had finished the work he had come to earth to do. Satan hoped the plan of salvation would fail. Satan could not ruin God's plan. Christ is the example for all Christians. Sometimes Christians are tempted to think their rights are in danger, but they should remain patient. They should not feel they have a right to ask God to show his power just so they can win a victory over their enemies.
they should ask that God be directly honored and glorified through their victory. If Christ had thrown himself down from the highest point of the temple, this act would not have honored his Father. No person would have seen the act, only Satan and the angels of God. If Jesus had thrown himself down, this would have been tempting God to show his power to his worst enemy. God would have lowered himself in front of Satan. Jesus had come to conquer Satan. Then the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him in a second all the kingdoms of the world. "I will give you all this power and all this wealth," the devil told him, "if you worship me." Jesus answered, "The scripture says, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Luke 4, verse 5-7. Satan showed Jesus the nations of the world in the most attractive way possible. Satan offered to give up his claims to the possessions of earth if Jesus would worship him. Satan knew that if Jesus' plan to save people succeeded, Satan's own power would be limited. Satan's power finally would be taken away. Satan would be destroyed. Satan's plan was to stop the work of saving people that Jesus already had started. If the plan for saving people should fail, Satan would keep the world that he already said was his. Satan made himself believe that if he succeeded, he would continue to rule the world against the wishes of the God of heaven. "Go away, Satan." Satan rejoiced when Jesus put aside his power and glory, left heaven, and came to earth. Satan thought that now Jesus was under his, Satan's, power. Adam and Eve had yielded easily to temptation in Eden. Satan hoped that his evil power and great wisdom would help him overcome Jesus. Satan would then be able to save his own life and kingdom. If Satan could tempt Jesus not to obey his Father's will, Satan would reach his goal. But Jesus rebuked Satan, saying, "Go away, Satan." Matthew 4, verse 10. Jesus would bow only to his Father. Satan said the earth was his kingdom. Satan tried to make Jesus believe he, Jesus, did not need to suffer and die to gain the world. Satan told Jesus that if he would worship Satan, he, Jesus, could have all the possessions of earth and the glory of ruling over them. But Jesus remained strong and firm. Jesus knew that later, by giving his own life, he would save the kingdom from Satan. Jesus knew that someday everyone in heaven and earth would bow to him. Jesus chose the way appointed by his Father, a life of suffering and death. Jesus knew if he followed his Father's plan, he would be given the kingdoms of earth for an everlasting possession. And Satan also would be given into Jesus' hands to be destroyed. Never again would the devil tempt Jesus or the people of God who would be living in glory.